Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey, where you and I have decided to invest our time beginning each day in God's Word. And today we are in Colossians, chapter 3, verses 5 through 17. In today's reading, Paul reminds the Colossians that they are the people of God, united as a community, bound by love. He admonishes the people to get rid of those habits that are aligned with the old self in order to put on the new self. And God's guiding word for us as we continue in this week together is discipleship. So let's be again reading Colossians chapter 5. Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 5. You must put to death, then, the earthly desires at work in you, such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions, and greed, for greed is a form of idolatry. Because of such things, God's anger will come upon those who do not obey Him. At one time, you yourselves used to live according to such desires when your life was dominated by them. But now, you must get rid of all these things, anger, passion, and hateful feelings. No insults or obscene talk must ever come from your lips. Do not lie to one another, for you have put off the old self with its habits and have put on the new self. This is the new being which God, its creator, is constantly renewing in His own image in order to bring you to a full knowledge of Himself. As a result, there is no longer any distinction between Gentiles and Jews, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarians, savages, slaves and free, but Christ is all and Christ is in all. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for His own. So then you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another when any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions that you make, for it is to this peace that God has called you together in the one body. And be thankful. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts. Teach and instruct one another with all wisdom. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Sing to God with thanksgiving in your hearts. Everything you do or say, then, should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks through Him to God the Father. And today's key verse is Colossians 3:17. Where Paul writes, everything you do or say then should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus as you give thanks through Him to God the Father. And beloved, of course, as you know, the whole Christian walk is a continual process. The Bible says, old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. And so the old self is being shed. Just like a snake might shed its skin and leave that behind, it doesn't come back and try to put it back on. That old skin is what was hindering it. It was stopping its growth. And so that old nasty dead skin had to be shed so that the new creature could emerge. And it's the same way with us. Why do we want to live in the old ways? when the old ways only brought us death. But now we are new creatures in Christ, and we live with new priorities in our life. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that Christ's message may live in my heart, and that each day I sing songs of praise and thanksgiving to you. May everything I do be done in the name of your Son, Jesus, and may Christ's peace guide me and rule in my heart. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday mornings together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Colossians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Colossians to be persistent in prayer. I like that word, persistent. He didn't say consistent in prayer, that we do it constantly. No, he said we are to be persistent. And that is like a little dog gets a hold of a bone and he is not going to let loose until he has thoroughly enjoyed that little bone. That's exactly what our prayer life should be. Amen. Well, until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.